Mark and I flipped a coin, and so he gets the last word, actually, and this time. But definitely want to extend our thanks on behalf of the federal agencies to Roxanne and Maria and Zach, and particularly Jessica, for your hard work and marvelous facilitation over the last few days. This has been the type of a process that for us in the past has really helped to yield excellent results in terms of, well, let's say, compared to the alternative of a couple of us from D.C. holing up in an office and trying to do something like that. That has now been largely relegated to the past, and I think these sorts of gatherings are really important for us to generate something that's really going to be a meaningful and useful product. And I would like to further add that once you come to one of these things, you're now, we've got our hooks into you. And, that's right. So in that regard, I want to let everyone know, both as a as an invitation, as well as perhaps a little bit of responsibility now that you've been here and participated, that we're going to take advantage of this group here in taking a look at our first attempts at distilling this into something that ultimately will become guidance that we'll have out by the end of 2005. And so we look forward to your participation beyond these 2.5 days, as challenging as they were. But I think as the MAP team certainly and others here will concur, we're extremely successful. I'm just going to close briefly by saying usually I like to return to the fundamental purpose of what we were here to do. And that's right. And the purpose as laid out in the map was to look at the criteria that allow us to make decisions about compensatory mitigation in a watershed approach. And what has emerged over these 2.5 days in a variety of expressions and formats and specific golden nuggets are pieces of some fundamental structure of what this guidance is going to look like, which includes the importance of the assessment of the resource in the particular watershed that we're looking at. And it plays up the importance of data, but not only the volume of data, but our ability to deal with it in a way that's efficient and fast and can be used by the regulators on a day-to-day basis. And that is the segue to Mark's comments here.
That's the shortest I've ever heard John. We had 15. We gave John 10, and I had 5. So I'm going to talk about data. I think we've all heard data is one of the keys with participation, but I'm going to kind of speak to data. Working for or towards that core GIS that Eric talked about. Now, one way to make it easier is we're looking for a branch chief in L.A., so if you could all help me talk Eric into that, then we'd have money to do more in the GIS. But no. Yeah. So, but in reality, we're moving to this ORMS database. Some of you heard, some of you haven't. John's actually has it in Jacksonville already, so you can talk to him. But ORM is coming. It's in 9 districts. It's going to be in all the districts by the end of 2005, hopefully. But it's just not staying static. We're already moving forward into the GORM. You know, in the military, we like acronyms, so probably going to be something like GORM. Now, we're not doing that alone. We're working with EPA, Fish and Wildlife, Federal Highways, and other folks to start funding these changes sooner than later, start turning into GORM quicker so that we're not waiting for the last minute and do this data. And we do data sharing agreements so we can get the data out there. To exactly what Eric was saying, make the data available for everyone so they can see these issues on this watershed arrangement.
And that's the basis for regulatory database that he's talking
about. Well, not just the database.
No, but it is that and it's...
Right, and more. Right, with all the geospatial data that's tied in. So the idea is to take the GIS and make it an integral part of the database. So when the project managers get on their program in the morning, it's not a database, it's a map.
Yay.
That's the ultimate goal. So that's where we'd like to head. So make and then the next part of that is really the way the difference core is looking at is take all that data, and like most of it, and the maps, and make it available to the public. Make all available, because I think that's going to lead to better decisions, lead to the public wanting to make these watershed plans, which you're all talking about, for every watershed. Now, we'll see. But I think John talked about a sea change, you know, and that's where we're headed. And that's great, because I'm ex-Navy, you know, so it's easy for me to talk about that. I'll miss telling.
That's a. Does that mean moving your fleet from the Pacific
nope.
to the Atlantic?
Nope. And I'm going to talk about that. See, John and I are 100%. But it gives me the idea to talk what Molly was saying. You know, in the Navy or in any kind of, you know, ship, when the sea, when you get different weather conditions, you get different ocean changes, the ship has to move. The ship has to change. Change direction, change movement, change different types. So the reason I've been successful and Molly gives me all these nice words is not because of what I'm doing. It's because of my folks in the field, like John, Molly, Kathy, all the folks in the field that are doing actually the work. And I'm just kind of getting out of their way and listening to them. So I'm the one that's kind of trying to steer, and they're all telling me, go that way, go that way. But most of them are saying the right direction. So I'm trying to, you know, head the ship in one direction. That's all I kind of do is listen to what they say, and we're headed in one direction. And again, if I had Eric, you know, as a branch chief. So not only do I appreciate all what you're doing, and I appreciate my folks, but please stay involved. And John said we got your hooks on it, but really we need you to stay involved. As we get these data layers, and I notice this list up here, that's the kind of thing I want to get out there. Not only the data, but screening tools, decision tools, all the rest, to help us all do a better job in the future. So that's where we're hopefully where we're going. That's where I'm going to steer the ship with help from John and hopefully Eric. And we'll move on. And thank you very much, and have a good trace back.